All right, how y'all doing this evening? Hopefully everybody's having a blessed day. And if you're not, you already know God is still God through it all. God is still God through whatever we're going through. Just know, always got to give thanks whether you're having a good day or a bad day, because at the end of the day, we're still alive to see another day, and we're still alive to go through what we're going through, no matter what it is. All right, now, this is part two of Who's For You and Who's Not For You. This is so, so important because this is very detrimental when it comes to your life. When it comes to your life, you got to know exactly who's for you, who's not for you. You got to watch how a person moves and how they talk to you, you know what I mean? Because anybody who's for you, they're not going to try to harm you or hurt you. They're going to try to uplift you and encourage you. So in life, we have to know who's for us and who's not for us. We can't be naive to the fact that there are people who don't care for us or whatever, for whatever reason they have in their head. It's not because of you. It's because of whatever that's in their head. You know what I mean? That's why you have to understand, like, you have some people who just don't like you for who you are. And that means, especially when you are a straightforward, no-nonsense type of person, or, you know what I'm saying, it seems like you have everything under control because you don't wear your feelings on your sleeves or on your face or out in the open, then they feel some type of way about you, like, dang, how you got it all under control in this and third? It's nothing but the grace of God. That's one thing you have to understand. Some people are called to him, okay? He calls us. He chooses who he wants. That's one thing we have to remember. But it's up to us to choose him. When I say him, I'm talking about God, our Heavenly Father. So, I mean, that's why they say you got to watch a person's character. A person's character is so, so important when you're dealing with people. That's why I said when it comes to, you know, starting off a relationship with someone or getting to know a person, it's good to go through the courtship of that relationship that y'all are trying to develop. So it's always good to, you know, court with the person. But the simple fact is you get a chance to know who the person is before jumping in the sheets with them. Because, I mean, having sex with them, that's just having sex. That's just, you know what I mean? That's it. But when you get to know a person, that's a whole nother level. Because people wear a different mask. And because they've been going through so much for years before you get with them, you know what I mean? Everybody has a mask, and it's time. Some people don't know how to take off their mask when they're with that person. They feel they have to put on another mask just to be with this person, or, you know, for them to, you know, accept them for who they want them to be. So it's so many different scenarios I can go on. I might have to do a part three because I can't cover everything in this one show, which is fine. If I don't cover it, it's going to be a part three. You know what I mean? And that might have to be a part three because this is so, so important because we as people, we surround ourselves by the wrong people sometimes. And that's one thing we have to understand. Just because this is your family member, it doesn't mean that they're always for you. You have family members that are definitely jealous of you. And yes, I said jealous because jealousy is real. Jealousy and envy is truly, truly real. Because you can be, you know, doing your thing and handling your business and, you know, and they're trying to figure out, like, well, dang, how are you so humble and you're not even stressed and you're going through all what you're going through? That's because you have a higher power that has been always embedded in you that's guiding you, you know? So you have morals and you have standards and you have codes that you live by, and these outsiders, as I call them, they can't seem to fathom why you're so humble. Let me tell y'all something. One thing you have to know, you have to learn how to evaluate your situation and evaluate people. It's a must. You can't just go along in life and don't evaluate the situation and who you're around, or else you might miss something and then next thing you know, it's that same person that you have around you is that's the one that's trying to prey on your downfall and trying to, you know, just insult you or make you feel some type of way, that's not love. That is not love. That's the action of hatred. Because if a person loves you, they're going to try to encourage you. They're going to try to uplift you. They're going to try to be there for you no matter what, you know. Because anytime anyone is going through something, you know it's not easy. Mm-mm. So that's why you need good people to surround yourself by. You need that good, positive energy. But if you're in a situation where you have negative energy and negative people around you, then it's time for you to reevaluate who you are surrounding yourself by. And, you know, sometimes we can't see it because we're so used to being around, you know, the people that we have in our lives, especially if it's family. You know, you're used to doing this, you're used to going over, you know, chilling, you know, having a good time, playing cards, doing whatever. Of course, it's fun. It's entertainment. But at the end of the day, you got to understand, you have a life to live. You have a life to live, and you only have one life to live. So you got to be careful who you, you know, include into your inner circle, you know. So even though it might be your family, it's cool for you to go kick it. Sometimes it might not be cool for you to go kick it because these same people you're kicking it with could be the same ones who's against you, especially if they're doing, you know, anything to harm you as far as, you know, slandering your name, backbiting, all that type of stuff. So you got to be careful. You just have to be careful because you never know. And that's one thing when it comes to children and parents. It goes on. It happens with children and parents sometimes too, unfortunately. But the same thing, your parents are supposed to be the ones that are supposed to protect you and are supposed to guide you, supposed to love you no matter what. They're not supposed to be the ones that are the ones who, you know, jealous of you and just trying to, you know, get name and stuff like that. So we just got to be cautious of who we allow ourselves to deal with. We don't have to deal with everybody. We don't need a whole bunch of friends, you know. So you can have a select few of friends, and they could be the greatest friends in the world. You know what I mean? So you can still love your family from a distance also, or your friends from a, well, I can't say friends. I don't throw that word around very much. If I say anything, it's definitely associate. Can be friends now. Because friends are there for you. Friends, they hold you down. Just like, you know what I mean? Just like with your family members. They're the ones that love you, they're there for you. They hold you down, you know? When I mean hold you down, I can mean emotionally, spiritually, whatever. But that's why I said, when anytime you're in distress, the number one thing I do, I call on God. I don't call to talk to anyone else. I always talk to God. I don't care if I'm in my car driving. I don't care if I'm in the grocery store and I feel as though I'm getting ready to get, you know, vexed, get upset. Yes, I am definitely praying several times a day. Because, I mean, people do things to you that can upset you. And, you know, if you get up, you sometimes you can't let people get to you, you know. But it's hard. I know it's hard. But once you have a spiritual mindset, it's totally, totally different. Because with a spiritual mindset, you're thinking on a whole other level. You're not thinking on a natural level. The cardinal mindset is what they call it. Thinking. So the Holy Spirit is what guides you in the right direction. To use that wisdom and to use the knowledge that you have acquired by allowing the Holy Spirit to fill you up. So you definitely got to be mindful of how we interact with people, you know, and we got to understand that words are very, very powerful. They're extremely powerful, you know, and you hold life and death in the tongue of your, is in the power of the tongue. So sometimes you have people that can say some very, very vicious and nasty things, and it can cut a person. And you just never know where that person's mindset is.
So I encourage everyone, you know, just to, it's okay to disagree with the person. Of course, you're not going to always see eye to eye and always agree, but at the same time, do it in a loving manner. Because every time I think to do anything, I always ask this question, what would God do? How would God handle this situation? And that's when I find myself having to pray on the situation before I even address the situation. And when I speak, I speak to you, but I also speak to my own stuff. I speak to my own soul because I can't sit here and, you know, sit here and just talk and not even do the same thing. That's what I said. Anybody who is a motivator, someone who encourages and who ministers to others, they have to know what they're talking about. They have to have went through whatever they're speaking on, because you can't speak about something you don't know. You can't. It's just not possible, because it won't come out. You know, it won't make no sense. It just sounds stupid. So when I speak, please know I speak from the heart, because I mean, I interact with a lot of different people. And, you know, this was a need. It was definitely a need, because even some close people that I know, everybody's going through different situations, point blank. That's number one. Everybody's going through different situations. It's just a different situation. But at the same time, when it comes to knowing who's for you and who's not for you, that is very, very important. Because sometimes if you look around, you have all these friends, that's all these people that you call your friends. But when you really need someone, you got to think, like, who's there for you? Who has been there for you? So then that's when you have to reevaluate.
Okay, this might not be my friend. This might be just my associate. So associate is somebody, you know, that you see every once in a while or whatever the case may be. I know everybody interacts different with people. So you just have to know if it's truly for me or not. And if you can't figure it out yourself, that's when you have to ask God. And God will definitely show you. Because that's one thing about God, one thing about our Creator. If you don't know, He will definitely make a way for you to know. Because sometimes those people, anywho, they might not be in your life no more. He'll remove them from you, or he'll remove you from them. So either way. So that's why I said, that's why I love to say it in Romans chapter 8, verses 28 to 30. And verses 28, it says, we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. And that is so, 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 so the truth. So everybody has to go through some type of trial and tribulation in their life in order to get to where God wants you to be. So if you have someone that has a beautiful, 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 beautiful soul, a beautiful heart, and, you know, and just went through some rough patches in their life, doesn't mean they're a bad person. Not at all. You can't judge. It's not up to you to judge. We do not have the right to judge one single soul that we know. You know why? Because people are not justified by other people. That doesn't work. People are only justified by God, because he's the only one that's perfect. He's the only one that, I mean, he's our Creator. So who are we to judge anyone? And that just takes me to, you know, the Trump presidency, because, you know, soon he'll be our president. So that's another thing goes to say. Instead of sitting there abusing the man and lashing out and talking about him, why not pray for the man? Why not do something different and pray for the man? Because you have to remember, God is the only one who can break the chain of bondage. He's the only one who can intercede into hearts and minds to renew them. And he's the only one who can touch a situation and, you know, move mountains. Oh, Lord Jesus, I can go on and on and on. I'm telling y'all, the best thing that we can do as a nation is come together to prayer.
Now, this is crazy because they just had a prayer breakfast, right? It was in December, I believe it was. They had a national prayer breakfast. They always have a national prayer breakfast, right? But that right there messes with me. That's cool that they have a national prayer breakfast, but the same thing, I mean, they have a national prayer breakfast, but they took prayer out of the school. Yes, I know you have a whole lot of different cultures, but at the same time, all these cultures, I mean, these cultures, again, I mean, they have different ones. I don't want to offend nobody by talking about anybody's culture because I respect what everyone, you know, who they, how they pray, how they do whatever they do. But at the same time, we all do the same thing. We get on our knees and pray to God, pray to the Creator. That's one thing I do know we do. But at the same time, prayer definitely, absolutely don't need to be in a school because most kids don't know about God because they're not taught about Jesus. They're not taught about God. They're not taught about our Creator. And everybody doesn't have the, you know, upbringing with that they are able to learn and they know about God. So that's why it's important that we have more, you know, mentors and people who are willing to, you know, just spread the love of Jesus no matter what. Just spread the love of Jesus. Doesn't mean you're pushing your beliefs on anyone. You have the right to, you know, speak up for him, to defend him, you know. You don't have to be ashamed of who you love. Definitely don't have to. So, you know, it's definitely important, especially when it comes to the Trump presidency. Instead of judging Trump, why not pray for Trump and the entire cabinet pick that he picked and Congress? Because we're going to need it. We're going to need some prayer. It's a lot going on. They don't like each other. They don't like each other. So before we sit there and judge and all this other stuff, pray for the man. Because that's exactly what we need, you know? Definitely got to pray for, you know, Trump and the Trump presidency and the cabinet and everything because only God is the only one who can intervene into that situation. That's the only person who can do that. Nobody else because, you know, he's the only one. So, and definitely want to tell y'all, keep y'all up to date when it comes to this corruption that's going on in Delaware. So there's definitely some corruption that's going on in Delaware, especially when it comes to Gretchen C. Gilchrist, who used to be my former attorney, who dropped me because Governor Jack Markell retaliated against me and allowed her to be a commissioner at Kent County Family Courthouse. And even Kent County Family Courthouse, they're as corrupt as they want to be. I mean, I just got a letter the other day from the judge, you know, and like I said, I'm going to keep fighting for what's right. I'm not giving up, not at all. That's one thing about God. He does not have posts in his army, okay? So if you go through a trial and tribulation for a reason, it's to get you to the next level. It's just all about how you handle, you know, each trial and tribulation that you're faced with, you know? So I'm just going to keep on fighting, even with the Attorney General. Just got word back from them as well, too. So I'm just going to keep on pushing forward and keep on doing what I'm doing. And I'll let y'all know because with the Attorney General, it deals with a voter's registration card that my 14-year-old mentally challenged daughter had received while she was on the lam. When I say on the lam, that means she was disappeared. She was on the run, so didn't know where she was at. And, you know, it was just strange how she got a voter's registration card at the age of 14, and that's not legal. That's illegal. So, you know, just got to keep praying on certain situations and, you know, allow God to work on it. But definitely back to who's for you and who's not for you. When it comes to that, that can be a sticky situation. Even on your job, you got to watch out for people on your job, too. That's why I said when I go to work, I go to work, okay?
I mean, you got to be careful because you never know who's for you and who's not for you. But you'll know who's for you based on how you interact with them and how they treat you also and how you treat them. You know, that's why I always say, I don't know why people put on different faces and different masks. Just be yourself. Be who you are. You don't have to try to make somebody like you. I mean, that's not what we're here for. We're here to do a job if you're going to work. Even in the church homes, I mean, it's just funny because sometimes you got people in the church who don't even like you too because of how you interact or if a bishop or a pastor might like you or, you know, take to you and they just automatically say, turn their nose up, me like that person. You can't be like that. That's a jealous heart. That's envious heart. And that's one thing about God. He's not a jealous God nor an envious God. So your heart shouldn't be that way. If it's that way, anywho, you might want to get to praying. That's all I got to say. I'm not judging, but you might want to get to praying. I've got to remove the jealousy. I've got to remove any impurities from you. Even when it comes to with who's for you. Like, if you're on a certain type of path, if you're on the path to allowing, you know, God to be your all in all, you're not going to move the same way you used to move. You're not going to, you know, be in the same circle of people that you used to be with. And there's nothing wrong with that because they say you have to come from the non-believers. It says come from among them for a reason. And that the scripture says. Because you can't be trying to make a change in your life and still associate yourself with the same people who are not making a change in their life and still doing stuff that you're not into or not doing anymore. It does not work because you will fall back into the trap of, you know, doing the same thing. So if you used to hang out, you don't hang out no more, it's for a reason. You know, it doesn't mean you don't like the person, the people who you deal with. It's just that you're not doing the same things that they used to do. So if you used to party and you don't party no more, nothing wrong with that, you know, because you're trying to make a change. It's not saying, oh, then that you're better than that person. Not at all. Not at all. It's just saying merely that, well, I'm not in, you know, this is not how I get down anymore because, you know, ever since you turned your life over to God, that's not of God. He doesn't party. He doesn't drink. He doesn't do all them things. So, you know, just have to, you know, stay focused and do what you know is right. Do what God is calling you to do. Because that's one thing we all have to know. Everyone that is on this earth has a purpose. We are all made for purpose. No one is better than no one, and he sees us equally, period. That's one thing I do know. So, you know, I'm just, the message is, when I speak when he drops something in my spirit, that means it has to be said. And that's where I speak from. So I know I hear a lot that, oh, you sound like you're a minister. No, I'm not nobody's minister. But if that's what God has in store for me, if that's what's in my future, then I'm going to accept it. I mean, I'm going to accept that it is what it is. So just know that despite whatever you're going through, despite whatever you're going through, in due time, it's going to be all right. We all have to go through trials and tribulations in order for us to come out on top sometimes. And it's all about how you go through your trials and tribulations. You can't go through it abusing people up and accusing people. No. You got to humble yourself. Be humble. And know that whether you lose your job or if you don't lose your job, you got to still thank God through the good times and the bad times. You still got to be able to praise God through it all because regardless, he still woke you up in the morning. He still started you on your way. You still have the use of your limbs. And even if you don't have the use of your limbs, he still woke you up in the morning. You got a roof over your head, car to drive. I mean, you have to be thankful. That's why I love the last show I did
It was called Thanksgiving for a reason. We have to be thankful. If you put in, get a big old jar and put different things that you're thankful for, and you by the end of the month or by the end of the year, you'll see how many things you have to be thankful for. It's plenty and plenty of things. Sunshine. I mean, even the rain, because we need the rain to grow the grass and different things that we need. It's so many things to be thankful for. No matter what we're going through, still thank God. Tell me, without him, oh, Lord have mercy. We'd be a mess. We'd be a hot mess if we didn't have him. And that's just a cold-hearted truth about that one. Cold-hearted truth. We have many, many, many reasons to thank God. I mean, including his gifts of friends and family and provisions, our physical, our spiritual, our emotional, and our emotional needs. That's one thing we'll see. God's goodness and love, the goodness and love of God follows us all the days of our life. And that is so true, 23. You know what I mean? That's in Psalm 23. Surely the goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. And that's so, so the truth. And, you know, that's why I speak of him, because I love him. And because he has helped me, myself, and I get through a lot of hard times and a lot of situations, because, I mean, everybody is dealt a different hand in life. And I was dealt a different hand in life. You know, most people don't even know what I've went through or what I'm going through. You know why? Because I still smile through it all. I still smile through whatever trial and tribulation I'm faced with. And I can still stand up and still praise his name through it all, because I know he's a God that sits high and looks low, and he has it under control. All I got to do is do my part, and he'll do the rest. So that's what y'all need to do. Just know that he will definitely do the rest. If you can't control situations, you got to learn how to let go and let God do it for you. Now, that's my saying. That's how I live. That's what I live by. It works. Not even that. That's what it is. So that's what. All I can do is just give advice that I know works, because God, he's an awesome God, and he definitely protects, especially from those that are not for you. Oh, yeah, he'll protect you from them, and he'll move them right out of your sight, right out of your way. So when you feel as though, oh, I don't have my brother, I don't have my sister, I don't have my auntie, I don't have my uncle, I don't have this person, it's for a reason you don't have these people, because they're not for you. If that's the case, if that's how it is, but you got to learn how to deal with people, too, according to their character, according to how they treat you. You have to know how to deal with them. You don't have to be all up in their face and up in their house and this, that, and third. Not at all. You can still say hi, you know what I'm saying? Of course you're going to love them. That's inevitable, because we're supposed to love one another, you know what I mean, as God loves us. You're going to love them. That's not nothing to do with it. You're going to love them. But you don't have to be fool. You don't have to be nobody's doormat. You don't have to be stupid, because people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge, and that's what it is. So hopefully, this message will awaken something up in someone and spark something up in someone and just motivate and hopefully encourage you, because that's my main mission, is to encourage you. So just remember, whenever you're feeling, you know, in doubt, whenever you're feeling like no one is there for you, no one cares for you, just know, I love you. I don't have to know you to love you. I love you, and I wish you the best, especially in 2017. This is in years to come. This is a year of fulfillment. This is a year that, you know, we should be able to get our hearts together, get our souls together, and just know that, you know, we can walk with God and talk with God, and he's always by our side. That's one thing I need y'all to remember, things. He is always with us, no matter what. That's what I said. Anytime you call on him, he's there for you. He's there for you, because he's always there for me. So I know he's always there for you. He's an ever-present God.
ever present. So just know that I love you, and, you know, anytime, like I said, you can always email me because I've been emailing back some of you, so you already know I'm on it. I'm on it. So you can email me at mcassociates4all@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. I've had some interesting comments and, you know, different show ideas that some people would love for me to talk on, which I will. But, you know, before I speak on it, I'm going to do my research and do what I need to do. So just know that you are loved. You are loved. You are loved. You are loved. If you don't feel like you're loved, you need to know you are loved because I love you. So I just want you all to, you know, just try to enjoy life, you know, just try to do something for somebody else. Try to help someone else. It could be your family member. It doesn't have to be a family member. It don't have to be someone you know. But every day should be a blessed day that you take the time out to do something nice for someone else. One act of kindness can go a long, 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 long way, okay? One act of kindness to someone can go a long way. You never know. That act of kindness might lead someone to God because they've never experienced an act of kindness as such. So just be an inspiration to someone else every single day. I mean, I live by this because this is what I aspire to do every single day. Every day I come into contact with somebody. And, you know, I try to just be the best person I can be by trying to help out or encourage. You just never know. I mean, we're here for a purpose. We're here to help one another. So that's what we should be doing, which is to helping one another, not trying to tear each other down. That's not what we're here for. That's nothing but the devil. That's nothing but lies and hatred. And no, that is not what we are here put on this earth for. We are put on this earth to love one another and to help one another, not to sit there and tear each other down with words and our actions. And if you feel as though that's happening within your life, then you need to get as far away from that situation as possible, far, far away. You don't need to entangle yourself in that type of stuff because you don't want to, you know, you don't want to succumb to your circumstance. That's one thing. You don't have to succumb to your circumstances. You have to, you know what I'm saying, learn how to survive and when faced with different things, you know. So just know you are loved and I love you. So just keep on tuning in, same time, 6:30 p.m. And hopefully this broadcast will definitely have touched a soul. That's my prayer, that it definitely touched someone to do what they have to do. So with that said, I love y'all. I love y'all. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep fighting for your rights, for what's right. So peace, love, and happiness.